Well, it's the local spotlight show here on WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I'm Chris Lorton. I'm your host today. And with me today, I have a couple good friends in from way back, Rusty Groppel and John Evans. Welcome, you guys.
Hey.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, yes. and kind of the big news is that you guys recently put an album together.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, The Heart of This Man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
The long-awaited John Evans solo album.
Yeah, and Rusty, you were a big part of writing it and recording it. And
Yeah, I was, I wrote 9 out of 17 songs or something like that.
If not more.
And then did the production and all that stuff in my home studio, Whiskey mm-hmm. Legs Studio.
Whiskey Legs.
Yes.
Hey, a little history about you guys. Now, you've got the band Tanglefoot, which we play local vocals. Everybody knows Tanglefoot. Been around. How long has Tanglefoot been around?
Since 2013.
Okay.
So.
And I joined, 2 years?
2015.
Yeah.
Yep.
2 years into it.
Okay. And who's all in the band now? Because I know things have changed a little bit.
Yeah. So for the bulk of the time, it's been me and John, Danny Widman, and then Ben and Waylon Schroeder.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of last year, they decided to step away, make a little more, you know, time in their lives, one less, you know, obligation. But so what we did, we brought in Richie Foscia on drums.
Yes.
Who he played with us a handful of times, filled in for Ben. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we were familiar. And he played with John.
Yeah, he played in the John Evans Trio with me for a couple of years. We did that for a couple of years. And it was good times. He's a good drummer, too.
But. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. So it was kind mm-hmm. of it was a natural. You know, he was the next guy up for sure. And then we kind of went in the archives. Our buddy Matt Garland, who started the band with me and Danny and Ben, and then he went in the Navy. So, and that's when John joined. And then he's been lived out on the East Coast for quite a while, but he just moved back last year. So with all the changes going, it was like, well, come back in. So he's back in playing bass for us now. And I have changed instruments. I started off playing guitar when we started the band, and I played bass for 10 years. Now I'm playing keyboard and acoustic guitar. So
bouncing around.
A little harmonica, so mm-hmm. whatever we need. That's always my opinion.
Both of you guys are quite the musicians. Do you play anything besides the guitar?
Just guitar and sing. That's okay. I'm just a guitarist and a singer. That's all I do.
Rusty's got to carry the weight on everything else. He's writing. He's
pulling off everything on Rusty.
Yeah.
I just show up and play.
My credits are very long on the inside notes of that that album.
Yep.
Well, here's the album, The Heart of This Man. All right.
Yes. Sir.
And you got CDs coming out.
Yep,
which is cool.
We do have CDs.
Yep, they're out right now. Yep.
You can get them online, bandcamp.com. Just look up John Evans or Heart of This Man.
Bandcamp.
Mm-hmm. Bandcamp.com.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you can order them there.
Yep, you can order them there online, or they'll be available at John Slots in Carrollton and at Big Boy's Donuts in Jerseyville.
Yep. I see. So there you got a connection there, don't you?
A little bit of a connection.
I know you eat a lot of donuts.
And I do eat a lot of donuts. Yes. Best donuts around.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you can also... digital wise, you can pick it up.
Stream it anywhere they got music. So,
mm-hmm.
So now, both of you guys have been involved in music since you were little, or what?
You going first, Rusty?
Oh, I mean, yeah, I grew up in the shadow of my dad in the mm-hmm. bluegrass band, and then just kind of in my teens started to pick it up a little bit,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. And how about you, John?
Me, it was my grandpa. He played all the Johnny Cash numbers, all that stuff. And he would teach my brother, Josh, to play it too, and like all that stuff. And I watched them. And then I just picked it up from watching them, you know, play.
Uh-huh.
Nobody taught me how to play. I just kind of watched them do it. And then because my brother was way too busy to teach me to do anything. And my grandpa, he was always focused on, you know, something else or whatever. But... I guess he did teach me a couple chords, though. Yeah, but
You used to do a lot of solo.
Yeah,
but you don't do any solo anymore.
No solo anymore. That's about how I first. I think that's how Rusty found me originally, was playing at the Oasis, right? A solo show.
Yeah. I met you and my wife on the same night.
Wow.
Matchmaker. Matchmaker over here.
You matchmaked them?
They fell in love to my songs.
On a Thursday night in Carrollton.
Yep. I was the matchmaker. It's not the first time it's happened.
How about now you're married and you got children
now?
Yes. Tell us about them.
Oh, they're great. I got a 3- and a 5-year-old, Waylon and Wyatt.
Yes.
And then my wife, Olivia, sweet Olivia. Yep.
How about you, Rusty?
I got 2 boys, 7 and 5, James and Curtis, and wife, Tammy.
Are the boys, are the kids wanting to play a little bit, imitate dad?
They do a little bit. James is sharp as a whip. And that kid, I mean, it's been a few years, but at one point he was really into like music notation. Like he knows quarter notes, eighth notes, 16ths, quarter rest. Like, you know, like he still knows them. But there was a time, there was a few months where he was like obsessed with that. We got these little magnet boards that have a staff on it and these little magnet and, you know, put notes everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
He's got a little drum set. They'll beat on a little bit and some little toy guitars they'll play with.
On these songs, now, we'll mention a few of them. You got how many's on the album?
17.
17 songs.
It's a big one.
That is a big one. You know, everything had to stay. There wasn't one song you could eliminate. How many songs are usually on an album?
What, 10, 8 to 12 usually anymore?
Yeah, I'd say around that. Yeah,
I mean, you could have did 2 albums.
Well,
we thought about that.
What happened was we just kept writing songs.
Yeah, that's
it didn't stop.
That's true. Yeah, we started off, the plan was like, we'll do like 6 or 8 songs, and then it turned into 17.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, hey, check this one out. I just wrote it 5 minutes ago.
that's pretty much how it went.
Okay, what's the procedure on writing a song? Do you do the lyrics first? Or you got a beat in your head that you want to do, or what?
I mean, for me, it all kind of just happens at the same time. Usually, sometimes I'll, you know, strum something on a guitar and think, "Ooh, man, that's pretty good," and I'll kind of work it out and then put words to it later. But a lot of times, I kind of get the melody going in my head, start coming up with words, and then I'll sit down and kind of reverse engineer to figure out, okay, what chord do I need to be playing there, you know.
Now, you used to write music when you delivered mail.
I did. I used to walk around, and that was maybe that's where the process started, because I didn't have a guitar in hand. I was just rolling it over in my head. So,
but now you don't deliver anymore.
No.
But you still work for the post office.
Yeah, working in IT. So,
do they let you come in with a guitar?
No, I don't have a desk guitar. I wish. But
okay. Now, Johnny. And you're running Johnny Slots.
Oh, yeah. John Slots, Carrollton, Illinois. Hottest slots in town.
do you sit around with the guitar and kind of...
I have.
I have.
Yeah, I've sat there and played, you know, a little bit here and there. But until the people playing the machines, you know, quiet down, I'm trying to...
concentrate.
They got to concentrate on
how
those.
How can I win here?
How can
you
I
play?
Win? You know, so I don't want to bother them. Yeah. Nah, it's pretty laid back, though. Nobody really, you know... But I've played up there a couple times, stuff like that, you know. But for the most part, you know, I play at home or play with these guys. Yeah.
Well, the name of the album, Heart of This Man, how did that come about?
I was at home one morning watching Bonanza. It was just on TV, you know, because I like the old Westerns. You know, I'm an old soul. And Heart of This Man, it just kind of fell out of me. I don't know. I was sitting on the couch with my guitar playing. That's what I usually do before I go into work. I'll just sit there with my coffee. Watching Bonanza, playing my guitar, and I don't know, it just, this breakup song idea came to me. I don't know if it was on the show Bonanza at the time or whatever, but it was subconsciously, it just came to me.
Break
and I just
up.
Kept saying,
breakup.
It's like a breakup kind of, you know.
Rocky marriage
type marriage.
Of thing. Yeah. Yeah, I guess not breakup, I guess that's the wrong word. Like, they're having hard times,
okay.
is the Heart of This Man, you know, so I shouldn't say it's a breakup song. Interpret it any way you want, you know, but yeah, having hard times. And I don't know. I just kept saying Heart of This Man. Just kept saying that, you know. I even Googled it at one time to make sure it wasn't taken.
Yeah.
To make sure, is this taken? Is this, because no, have I heard this somewhere before? You know,
yeah,
it's just one of them things that happens.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I don't know. It just kind of, like I said, fell out of me.
Yeah. He sent that to me that morning, and it was like 95% done. I think we adjusted a couple words, but it was pretty much there.
That's what I usually do, especially on this album. If there's a newer song, I'll send it to Rusty to kind of look over, like, does this sound right? You know, can you change a word here or there?
Title track was the last one written and last one recorded for the album.
So. It was the last one, because then after I sent him that, I said, I promise, this is the last one. There's no more songs after this. And then I got to thinking, oh, man, should we stop at 17? You know, make it even 18, you know? And we probably could have, but, yeah.
Hey, if you're just joining us, I have John Evans and Rusty Groppel in studio talking about their new album that they just came out with, Heart of This Man. Now, this one song that you did on the album, Woody Road, right? Mm-hmm. Now, Woody Road actually is kind of personal for me.
Yeah.
Because my grandfather was actually born on a house that's still there on Woody Road. And, you know, of course, they lived had a farm there, you know, and which was kind of cool, you know. And then you had some good times on Woody Road.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that's where my farm's at. It says it in the song. That's where I grew up. My parents' house was not too far.
So you grew up there, too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. My whole life. Yep. Yep. Between Carrollton and Eldred, right there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I wrote that song. That song was started when I was in high school, and I never finished it. I was a senior in high school.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And I probably finished it, I think, 2 years after that. So it wasn't like I wrote it and it was done. Like, I had it in high school, and, you know, that's probably, I think that was, like, the first legit song I ever wrote, you know, or started, or however you want to.
It's a good song,
but I finished it. Yeah, like 2 years later. Okay. Yeah,
mm-hmm. We really added some production to it once you
I mean, it's a little bit different than the original, which is for the better.
I noticed that.
Yeah,
and it's not stripped down. There's a nice old like drum intro thing that was actually Richie Foch's idea when we were sitting there in the studio. He's like, maybe do something, and we're like, yeah, let's do it.
It's like a Joe Cocker
intro. Yeah,
it's like a Joe Cocker kind of thing. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's like a Joe Cocker meets Keith Urban. Meets Eric Church. That's like every one of these songs has like a theme. Like, it's coming from somewhere.
Yeah, we're influenced.
We're influenced heavy.
Oh, yeah, I can tell that.
You got Dwight Yoakam. You got Garth Brooks on there. You got Eric Church. Maybe Keith Whitley on there somewhere. Yeah. Willie Nelson. It just keeps going.
And what's this one song, 1995? I know there's a connection there.
7-8, 1995. That one I wrote, it really is kind of the song that started the whole thing. It was last March, John sent me a text, and he's like, man, I need somebody to write me some songs so I can make an album. And I was like, okay. I was like, well, I haven't written in like 2 years, you know.
You haven't.
And I said, maybe we can find one, you know, you can use some of my old stuff or whatever. But then it was like 2 weeks later, a good friend of my dad's, been bandmate of my dad's, and Gary Cadell, it passed away, and then his daughter sent me some videos that Dog Williamson actually had recorded in 1995. Gary was playing guitar with Aaron Steckel playing with him, and his daughter Maddie was sitting there in front of him, and she just wanted me to like see if I could get the audio off of it, and just so she could just have it on her phone to listen to. And I was watching, and I thought, man, 1995, wow. I thought, I remember those days. I can't believe it was that long ago, you know. And the song just, I said, you know, looking at the timestamp on the video, you know, 7-8, 1995. So that's where it's timestamp read, July 8th, 1995.
What a line.
And I was like, man, that sounds like
a good line.
Randy Travis song or something. So I thought, and then it just started flowing out. I sat down at the kitchen counter the next day and wrote it. Made a video, sent it to John, and goes, yep, there we go.
Yep. And I said, and it started.
From there, you know, I...
You couldn't quit.
Wrote eight more songs, and we were off.
I remember I sent him something like, I want you to be my Dean Dillon.
Yeah, Dean Dillon.
Because Dean Dillon was the huge songwriter for George Strait. Like, if you didn't know, George Strait, I mean, he might have wrote some songs, but the majority of his hits was Dean Dillon. Yes.
Yeah.
I'll be done.
Mm-hmm. Dean Dillon wrote Tennessee Whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
Originally for George Jones. And
for George Jones.
And I think David Allen Coe did it. And then, obviously, you got big with Chris Stapleton. But, he was a songwriter. But that was, John, that's...
That's exactly what I said,
Just a question. Mm-hmm. Do you have to get permission to take a song and do it? I mean, like somebody writes a song, somebody, another artist yeah. does it. How do you so say, like, well, I don't want to do that song on my
yeah,
album?
Like if you want to do like a cover of something that's already been released, yeah, you got to get like, there's licensing. There's like services that do that, song licensing. Mm-hmm. So basically you just request the license to record that song.
Okay. And from, then you
from
can,
whoever
then you
owns
can put it.
It
on your own album.
Yeah, and then you can put it on your own album.
Yeah.
And then one song I know there's a personal connection is Turn It Up, Johnny.
Yeah, Turn Johnny Up.
Oh, Turn Johnny Up.
That's
I'm
a good
sorry.
That was, that
that's
was also,
a good one.
That was an early song in the process, too. But yeah, that one was, I was listening to the radio. Actually, I was listening to WJBM.
Of course.
And a Radney Foster song came on that was like rockabilly. And I thought, man, we need something like that for this album. And I thought, man, Byron Bierman, who was a John, we knew him separately and then we knew him together. Mm-hmm. Byron played in the bluegrass band with my dad, but then John worked with him
at IGA.
At IGA in Carrollton.
He was the meat cutter at IGA and I was the stock boy.
So it's like, oh, man, really? We met him separately and then we got together and Byron loved that. He was always at Tanglefoot gigs.
Yeah.
And so I started thinking about stuff. I thought, well, what would Byron say? You know? He'd say, well, it sounds good, boys, or, you know, Turn Johnny Up.
He always said that. You know? He did. He would always be like, sounds good, man, Turn Johnny Up a little bit.
Yeah. So I thought, man, that's where I'd start. So I wrote that, and then basically the whole song is just like the story that starts at, you know, 9 o'clock when the band starts, and it flows on through the night, and, you know, you kind of got this character in the crowd who's talking to the band and dancing and all this stuff, and that's Byron, you know. And at the end of the song, I had some videos on my computer from, you know, bluegrass guys, and I was able to just find a little clip of him saying, you know, that's a good tune. And so I kind of cut that out and I put that in, and I made crowd noise behind the band to make it kind of feel live.
It's a little Easter egg at the end of that song, so, you know, you're free to find.
Hey, how about the song Crickets?
Ooh, tell them about it.
That one, that was an older one that I wrote. I was living with my brother at the time there in Carrollton by FS, and I was sitting on the porch one morning with my coffee again, sitting there and just looking out, just, I don't know. And I don't know if it was my brother. We had bacon on the stove, and I could smell it coming out from outside, me sitting on the porch. And I was just, that's how it just flowed at me like that. And I was just sitting there with a pen and paper and my coffee, and I just started writing. And then everything in the song's true, though. And then I called my buddy Vern up to bring a bag of ice for later because we're going to drink these Lone Star beers is what we had from – he had a bunch of them from Texas. It's exactly what it is. You just flow down to me like it does. When I'm writing, it just like – it doesn't like – well, besides Woody Road and something like that, but it just – it all comes out of me at one time. It's just like
– is that kind of a right brain thing?
I don't know. I don't know how – it's just, again, like a subconscious thing. Like it just – you don't think about it. At least I don't.
That's what I mean. Well, that's kind of right brain.
Right brain. Okay, yeah. I don't think about it. It just comes out of you, you know. But then there's some stuff where it's like – the way I approach songwriting and stuff like that is if it's a fight, I just stop doing it. I don't do it. Like if I'm fighting, struggling to get a word out, I just – stop doing it, or I'll send it to Rusty.
Yeah, hey, like, you got any lyrics for this? Yeah.
But most of my songs I've wrote, it just came out of me in a matter of tops 20 minutes.
No kidding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Coming Home to Me, how about that song?
That was exactly kind of the same idea where I was writing, burning it up, and boom, roadblock, stopped. I thought, well, let's see if Rusty has anything. So I sent it to Rusty. He finished it.
Yeah. John sent me... He had, you know, all the music basically laid out and then, you know, a good chorus and a verse. And so I just took, you know, basically the format he had on that verse and wrote three more. They're short, but three more verses. And then I said, well, it needs a bridge. And so then I wrote up a bridge that had a few, you know, had a minor chord in there to shake things up. But that was our big co-write that we did for this album. So,
and then a song that came out. This song is the first song that I heard off the album, and it was 10 Miles,
to Waco.
10 Miles to Waco. Were you on a trip or something?
I just came home from, we went through Waco, Texas. We went to Austin to watch some people play music or whatever, and it was just a trip to Texas, and I knew somebody in Austin, and I knew somebody that lived down there in Corpus Christi. So all that's in the song, too, you know. And it just, when I came home, again, I sat down, I just had that rhythm in my head. I sat down and wrote it all in probably 20 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. You can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Tanglefoot Band is back together. Where are you guys playing at next?
We'll be playing at Uncle Al's in Jerseyville on Saturday night, 8 o'clock, for Al Mosier's 75th
birthday.
What's
the day?
The 28th, March 28th.
And what time for Al's 75th birthday?
Al's 75th birthday.
I'll be darned.
We actually played his 70th birthday last year.
It
feels like
last year. It feels like it. I thought
can't
it was.
Can't believe 5 years have gone by. But
that's wild. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that'll be fun. Mm-hmm. And what time do you guys start?
8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Rock until midnight.
Oh, boy.
8 till midnight.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a good time. Yeah. A lot of dancers there. There's a lot of dancers. Oh, yeah.
I bet you'll fill that place up, won't you?
Yeah.
I think about just every time we play Uncle Al's, that place is packed.
Always have a good time.
There was a snowstorm one year.
Yeah, there was
and it didn't stop.
Yeah, there was ice on the roads, and they didn't stop.
Yeah. They came in. That was probably the most packed I've ever seen it.
Really?
Nobody had anything else to do.
They just kept coming. The snow kept coming, and they kept coming in. It was wild.
Yeah. So how often does Tanglefoot play?
Right now, we're just doing about once a month.
Okay.
So it's
pulled back a little bit.
We dialed back a little bit. Everybody's got, the new guys have got, kind of tough schedules.
And we all got families, for the most part,
Well, it's nice that you can still play. If you're playing once a month,
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Where do you usually play? You play at Uncle Al's? Where else do you play?
A lot of the loading dock in Grafton.
Okay.
We've got, we always play down Grafton Music in the Park. Yeah. We always have an annual gig there. Mm-hmm. Playing a little bit at DJs. Baker's and Hale. That's another one. We make a couple stops at down in Godfrey.
Yep.
All good places to play.
All good places. Always, all solid places to play. Good crowds, all that, yeah.
Good ownership. They always treat us right. So.
Yep. Yeah. Gentlemen, any things you want to end on this this interview with the two of you? Thanks so much for coming in. But
just turn Johnny up.
Yeah, turn Johnny up. I don't want to fail to mention some of the other musicians on the on the album. Matt Garland did bass, did some bass
Amazing
work.
Amazing bass player.
He also did the photography for the album, the cover art.
Yeah, that's nice.
He's great.
That's very professional.
Too.
Yeah,
we did that out in my alfalfa field.
Yeah, everything was local.
Everything was right there at Whiskey Leg Studio.
Best look right there.
It's pretty much the definition of tough.
Yeah.
Which you are.
Yeah.
One tough dude.
Yeah.
And then this one's really great. I like
that one's good.
Good shots.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. Well, as soon as I saw that picture, because he took several, I saw that and I was like, that's probably going to be the one right there. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then, of course, mentioned Danny Widman played guitar on a couple of the tracks. Waylon Schroeder plays sax on one, plays harmonica on a couple of them, does a little bit of backing vocals. Ben Schroeder played drums on about half of them. Him and Richie Focia and Ben Schroeder basically split the drums.
A little bit of the old, a little bit of the new.
So it was,
it
was all the Tanglefoot musicians, past, present, future, on that album.
Yeah.
Hey, before, just quickly,
all right,
because we're running out of time.
Yeah.
Tanglefoot. How'd you come up with Tanglefoot years ago?
So Tanglefoot was a CB handle of my uncle, John Ward. And so we were just kind of, we'd thrown all kinds of stupid names at each other. Bottoms Up, I think, was one of the top choices. So we got to come up with something like not too stupid, but just kind of a good solid name. I could have put it out on Facebook. I said, we need a band name. Bottoms, I think, how about Vanilla Thunder?
Oh, I would have liked that one. Why did we do Vanilla Thunder?
But then a couple
I probably wouldn't have joined if that happened.
But yeah, one of my aunts commented on that and said, your Uncle John's CB handle back in the 70s was Tanglefoot. And I thought, well, that sounds like a band, rock band, Southern rock kind of band. And it, it passed inspection. So that's what we've had for 13, almost 14 years. So
been a good name. Yeah.
Well, fellas, thanks so much for coming in. And, listeners, you can always hear the music of these two gentlemen on Local Vocal Night, and also on Local Vocals on Sunday from 6 to 8. And also at the lunch hour, Craig always plays a local vocal song, and so we'll be doing it. So thanks for coming in. Have a great day, and keep doing it.
All right. Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.